Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and we're talking Talent Sarajevo. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Gabriela Brunemeyer and Selina Ukuoma, who are here for the Pack and Pitch, experts, mentors. What is Pack and Pitch?
Pack and Pitch is a program for directors and producers. Over 3 days, they get training in how to pitch their projects, regardless of what those projects are. They come to us with projects at different stages and different kinds of projects. So they can be documentaries, they can be dramas, they can be short, they can be feature length. And we help them to learn to talk about their project in order to get funding or to get their creative team together, co-producers, etc.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, it's a program that's been around for a while now, and let's talk about maybe a little bit of the history of Pack and Pitch and its successes over the course of the years.
I mean, maybe it's good to say how we started. Actually, in Sarajevo, there is this co-production market for the professionals from whole Europe, more or less from the whole world, meanwhile. And they present called CineLink, and people present their projects. And then we had the talents here, and there was always a gap between the talents and, let's say, the established film industry. So Pack and Pitch was actually invented to bridge between the talents and the industry. And so that's our main idea. You know, we bring the people here, we select them very carefully. I mean, what developed over the year, that the profile is pretty clear, as Selina mentioned already. In the beginning, it was kind of more an experiment. We started with marketing sessions, you know, wanted to make everything look really professional with numbers, markets, market share, stuff like that. And then we find out that the most important thing is that the people really understand their projects, and we are kind of selling it, let's say, in a way that we have the new talents here, which are completely near to be discovered for the industry, for the cinemas, for the market.
Yeah. And when you say understanding their own projects, what exactly do you mean? Maybe even in terms of marketing and, I presume, target audience and things like that?
Understanding the project means that you know really what you're having in your hand. You know, a lot of people coming, they think, oh, I have a great, let's say, a very simple detective story, and but this is too general. So you have really to find out what is the special thing. In Sarajevo, which is also a certain area, as you know, it's very important how the influences from the countries, for example, are coming in the project, you know, how the film language will be told, what they are kind of aiming for as an audience. And that's more what we first, because I believe, and I guess we all believe here at the Talents, that it's very important that you really do an analysis of your project. And this is exactly what we're doing, you know, really to think about why I want to do this movie, why I'm the right person to tell this story. Is there maybe somebody outside which has a better experience already? For whom I want to tell the story? Is it just for my friends, or maybe a broader audience? Is it international or maybe national? All these kind of questions.
Exactly, yeah. I was going to say, viewpoint, you know, you have to look at it from a perspective of the film being seen from people in the region, but also universally, because you have to be ambitious in film.
People often neglect to, well, they don't appreciate certain elements of their story that an international audience does appreciate. So it's also making them aware of how their project will be seen by others. And that's where it's a really fantastic experience to have the group involved, because it's not just feedback from us, it's feedback from the rest of the group. So they really do get a perspective on their project, which is a much more international perspective than they've encountered beforehand, generally speaking, because they come to us at a point where they haven't tested out their project yet.
Well, now let's talk about the actual how things happen in Pack and Pitch. You know, you're presented with these projects, and also I would like to know a little bit about maybe the selection process too, which is very important. And so, what happens? How do you actually make sure to mentor these filmmakers and producers into, you know, getting a right packing pitch.
I mean, the selection is pretty simple. There is a site from the talents, Sarajevo Talents, where you can apply. And then we are looking through all applications, looking what the people has done till this moment where they apply, and what is kind of because it's also, I mean, what's very important that people know more or less what they can expect from Pack and Pitch. You know, we have for the selection criteria. I'm not talking about selection criteria because there are a lot of applications. They're just saying we want to be part of the film industry, or in our country there's nothing where we can kind of learn, like film school or things like that. This is not strong enough, this argument. We like more as when we go in the process of selection. This year we had 60 applications, which is quite a lot because we're only choosing 6 participants. And the years before it has been between 25 and 50, so over the last 5 years it's growing permanently. So we has been also in the lucky situation really to pick up the people where we had the feeling that they are not too young in terms of thinking about industry, dreaming about cinema and their own success in cinema, that they already had the first, let's say, reality shocks in their short lives, and that after that, that we think that they are able really to enter the industry. You know, so this is the most important selection process, and this and then we try, of course, to have different countries. You know, so this year we have 6 different countries too. I think that's important for the networking also among the people in our group. And another criteria is also that we're looking for producers plus directors.
And what about the actual process? And give us an overview, like maybe a step-by-step of these intense days.
Right. Well, it's 3 days very intensively working on the projects. And most of that time we are together as a group, but we do have one-to-ones in amongst that too. And what we do is we work on a written pitch and an oral pitch, and they need to be complementary. So we're looking at really understanding the project. That's the first step, and then boiling that down into certain sections in the written document, which are how do you write a log line, how do you sort of sum up your project in a nice synopsis, and also then the elements of why you're writing it. So if you're the director, your director's statement or your producer's statement, why are you writing it, or why were you attracted to this particular project if you're the producer? Why do you feel you had to make it? So those are all the written section. But then also when you're pitching to somebody verbally, it's a different beast. So what's the difference between those two modes of presentation, and how can you best utilize that? So they do a public pitch at the end, and so clearly we're preparing them for that, but we do try to cover real life as well in terms of pitching on a more regular basis in an informal setting, and so that they can just they know how to talk about their project regardless of what stage it's at as well, because that's another thing that can be very tricky if it's at the early stages. How do you talk about something that's really not concrete yet in many ways? So we try to prepare them for all of that, and the most important thing is to give them confidence about talking about their project, and understanding that not knowing absolutely everything about it is not a weakness. It's you can invite discussion in that way, and so it's a dynamic process, and it's a process which requires interaction, because that's another misconception about pitching, is that it's simply a one-way flow. It is very much an interaction and a discussion and exchange.
Yeah. And I think as pitching is an art form in itself, you know, a lot of projects are made of...
Yeah, the art of pitching.
Yeah. It's make or break. I think it's also very important for young filmmakers to get an opportunity to like pack and pitch. So to kind of wrap it up, I would like to get like some sort of an overview of what give us maybe our listeners an idea of what have been the ideas like, maybe prevailing themes or something that you have observed that can maybe comment on a certain trend of filmmaking that's going on right now among young filmmakers.
Okay. I would say that it's a really diverse range of projects. So, I mean, in terms of prevailing themes, it's delight that that there aren't prevailing themes, that really you're hearing different voices and different stories from the region, which are quite specific but very relevant to a wider audience. So, for example, there's a project which is set in Estonia and which talks about the combination of sort of modern life and preserving tradition. So these are things that can be relevant to everyone, but the specifics of that project, how that's articulated in that particular project in terms of, in this case, in terms of how homes are heated with wood, is completely particular to that place. So that's one example, but we have six amazing examples of really different stories, but different stories that have something to offer to a much wider
audience. And we also have four short films. Three short films, two feature films, and one documentary. This was also for the selection, was very interesting that also the three short films, they all have a really strong opinion towards life and towards their own development in life. But they are not like what for me this year is completely astonishing, that we don't have the classical coming-of-age, first-timer movie in the whole range of the project. So these are, in a way, very adult, very serious projects. What developed over the years is that the young directors and filmmakers and also their producers are more and more aware that it needs a handwriting, that it's great to have our own voice, not only message-driven, but also in the way you put the stories together, you know, in the pictures, how you put the music, stuff like that. This year we have three or four people coming from the art, like painting, music, street painting, everything, you know. So it's really a really interesting, very creative group of young people which don't represent a fashion, but you said it in such a nice way. It's kind of, there is no trend really visible in the moment.
It's all about variety. And of course the hope is to see all these films made, you know, and eventually see them on the big screen and be able to interview these filmmakers as people that have finally achieved their dream. So thank you very much for talking with us about Pack and Pitch, and I wish you all the best with the final pitching. And thanks very much once again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mud.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.